Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
To 1984 to 1776, the answer to the ongoing lockdowns being announced worldwide is people to speak up and say no and to tell the truth.
If you're back, and they should be begging you to do the right thing, you're about to open a pit of hell. You do not get a vaccine passport put on us. You know, as the population who's in control, you know that the people or the politicians, once you get a power, you will never relinquish it. Do you think that the 4 feet of marble that holds you above high in this chamber will help you from the face of humanity, which you are unleashing?
No!
No! It won't! Your children and your children's children will be subjugated! They will be asked, how many vaccines have you had? Have you been a good little Nazi? Hail Fauci! Hail Fauci! Hail Fauci! Hail Fauci! There's been a lot of talk about the Nuremberg Code. Well, I brought you a copy. You are all in violation of Section 1. Yes, you, Dr. Wilton, you are in violation of the Nuremberg Code, which is international law. And the definition is...
Sir, your time has expired.
The definition we shall not be...
Well, that's definitely my brother from another mother. I want to get that gentleman on the show. This is from the San Diego board meeting there. And there are a lot of other great clips we're going to be playing from that meeting coming up here. In fact, let's just get to one right now. Here's a gym owner saying, I will never submit. People understand the chains are going on. Here it is.
My name is Lou Yerdell. I'm the owner of Metroflex Gym in Oceanside. It's been 18 months since people have been so scared of dying that they gave up on living. I'm here today to talk about recent recommendations to ask employers to do your dirty work. Asking them to mandate vaccines is another misstep in a parade of failures of our government. You want to know why there's so much kickback on this? We simply don't trust you. And why would we? It's gone from 2 weeks to flatten the curve to show me your papers if you want to work here. It went from stemming the flow of the ICU overflow to eradicating a virus that'll never go away. The proof is in Israel with the highest rates of vaccines and many more breakthrough cases than ever seen. Masks didn't work, stay-at-home orders didn't work, and lockdowns will go down in history as one of the greatest blunders of our time. We talk about personal responsibility in getting the vaccine. Dr. Wilma Wooten, not once have I heard you or any other health officer talk about the importance of the fact that 78% of the people admitted to the ICU were overweight or obese. You nor our elected officials, minus Jim Desmond, have ever mentioned the effectiveness of maintaining healthy weight, exercise, proper nutrition, vitamin supplementation. Not a peep. We are talking about health? We talking about health? Instead, we get wear a mask, stay home, close your business, and take this shot, none of which boosts your immune system. Don't talk to me about personal responsibility until every employer is held responsible for injury resulting from this shot when they require it, or big pharma companies are held liable. I'm going to make this real simple for y'all. I will never, and I mean ever, submit to any request or requirement to wear masks or vaccine mandates. I will never submit to rules that segregate or dismantle people and put them against each other. Thank you.
Well, once folks get it, they understand and see all. The reason I found that is I was on Twitter and people said, oh, these are the new Alex Joneses. No, they're not. They're humans that see the same takeover and recognize the lies and are going to fight back. We're going to win, but it's going to be rough, folks. Stay with us. The main broadcast starts now.
For only 1 week, we're running Booster Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And we have the vitamin D3 gummies with calcium, 50% off, so essential for your immune system. Vitamin C, zinc, and rose hips, very strong formula. This is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock, just came back in yesterday. Very powerful pure turmeric extract tincture, not as your immune system, but for inflammation and a lot more. And then, sold out for more than 6 months because of supply chain breakdowns. We finally have the activated charcoal toothpaste with a natural peppermint and so much more back in stock from Dr. Jones Naturals, and the mouthwash with the activated charcoal and essential oils is back in stock. These are great products. They're high quality and they fund the InfoWars. So thank you all for your support. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The sale runs for only 1 week. It is the Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And another part of the sale ending is the privacy pouches for your cell phone.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
Why couldn't a ragtag group who was a small minority of the Afghan population beat the Russians and now beat the biggest empire the world's ever seen? And it's because they are willing to die. And because they have the resistance of will to never give up. In fact, I saw a 9-month-old piece with the Taliban leader speaking, and then I saw him from about 6 months ago, once Biden had been installed. He just said that. He said, resistance is victory. We'll never stop fighting. You'll never defeat us because we'll never give up. Now, I don't like a lot of things about the Taliban. But compared to the satanic New World Order, compared to the globalists, compared to what they want to do to our children, well, the Taliban pale in significance because they're doing what they do from a Stone Age caveman-like perspective, facing this modern globalist scourge that literally wants to dumb humans down so much and divide us away from our friends and family and isolate us so much that we're no longer even human. That's the globalist project, is to dehumanize us. So we can learn a lot from the Taliban. And the fact that they haven't submitted. Same thing for the North Vietnamese. I didn't like Ho Chi Minh, and I don't like communism, but you notice today, they're one of our biggest trading partners, and they're enemies with China, and they're becoming more free market than the United States is in many ways. That's because other than bombs, it would have been better to be diplomatic with business and commerce. But the lesson from Vietnam, from the Vietnam War, and the lesson from the Afghanistan situation, where empires have been going for 2,600 years to die, is that if you don't submit as a people, you cannot be conquered. And the reason we live under so much tyranny in Australia, in New Zealand, in the United Kingdom, in Europe, in Canada, and now to a great extent in the U.S., is because we've forgotten the Anglo-Saxon ethos of the Knights of the Round Table and King Arthur, who was a real person, though became legend, the son of Uther Pendragon, and the round table of the lords and the Magna Carta being able to have a vote against the king. And then that evolved or devolved down to the common people having basic rights. That idea did not exist anywhere else in the world except for a very short time in one area of Greece. And that, again, was only the nobility that was allowed to vote. And so that system is under globalist attack because it does not want to have that type of system. They want the rest of the third world to not want to become American-like and have due process and have private property and to be making society a better society and a more successful society and a more secure society and a more wealthy society. The globalists want a post-industrial world, so they're everywhere saying, thank God the whites are a minority on the news. America is a terrible, evil, white supremacist place. Let's get rid of its basic tenets. And then they're replacing it with something more akin to the communist Chinese. Now, if you want to know what's happening in Afghanistan, you want to know what's happening over in China and Hong Kong and Taiwan, it's very simple. If you've read the Council on Foreign Relations, which is the top globalist in the United States, hooked in with British intelligence and the UN and the rest of it, they've been saying for 50 years, we're going to build up China and replace the United States. And they've been saying now for 20 years, there's going to be a moment where the United States has a president that basically stands down at bases all around the world, and then China will come into the vacuum and take over. Now, I'm not arguing to be an empire. I'm not arguing to stay in all these places. But I'm saying the way Joe Biden did it was the perfect way to embolden and green light China to openly threaten to invade Taiwan and Hong Kong yesterday in the National People's Daily newspaper. And when you read the article, I might read the whole thing. It's just stunning. There's an English translation of it. It's all over the news. And they said, America's a joke. America's over. We'll not help you, Taiwan. The Taliban has crushed America. Joe Biden is an idiot. And that's his position. He is a Chinese spy. He's a globalist minion. And he is designed to come in and demoralize and destroy this country. That's why Psaki yesterday at a press conference, they said, what about Americans? There's thousands of Americans. They can't get out. He said, oh, that's not our main thing. We care about Afghans and people that are targeted persons or whatever. And of course, they mean the boyfriends and stuff of the ambassadors. So it's all about training you that you're crap because you're an American. All about training you that you're garbage. You got to wear a mask over your face because you're an Australian. You've got to have the government announce, oh, we're going to take 20-something thousand of your children without asking and inoculate them. And if you don't let us do it, there might be fines. Meaning if you don't fill out the waiver form, there might be fines. There is no law in Australia to make young people take shots. There is no law. There is no mandate to force you to take them. And in public schools and private schools, under law, they have to let you have a waiver for your children, but they don't want you to know about that. It's all color of law. So what you see in Australia is all an exercise in fraud. Watch the Australian health minister announce 24,000 students will be injected in stadium without parental consent. You just take them to the school, and they're going to take your children. And Australia already got caught a month ago doing this, and the same health minister said, get over it, big deal. He's committing a serious crime. He needs to be locked up, giving an experimental injection to the children. In fact, guys, pull it up from a couple of weeks ago. The Australian leader, the Australian prime minister, he came out and was questioned and said, what about these side effects? And he said, well, you don't have to take the shot. That's why there is medical consent. Australian leader asked about side effects, says, well, you don't have to take the shot. Oh, but then their underlings go out and say you do, and there could be $5,000 Aussie dollar fines if you don't let them inject your seven-year-old. It's not even an authorized shot worldwide. It's experimental. It's not even a vaccine. It's a gene therapy. And again, it's all done through fraud. And then they say, oh, we're going to take your children to the sports stadium, and you parents won't be allowed in. You can drop them off there if you want. And we're going to take them in and give them these shots. So it's all color of law, fraudulent intimidation. It's very, very, very dangerous for them to be able to force something like this into your body, especially when there's so many medical issues. So I'm going to hit the huge Afghanistan, China, geopolitical developments, the 25th Amendment talk on Joe Biden, coming up bottom of the hour. But the first thing I want to hit is the forced inoculation of children. Already being done in the UK, already being done in Canada and Australia, and you know it's come out in the news, they're doing it in some schools here without asking the parents, totally criminal. And when it happens, they just cover it up because, oh, it's for the greater good. That's how tyranny operates. Look at these headlines. Without Health Canada approval, provincial governments are illegally vaccinating 11-year-olds now without parental consent. Then this huge study out of Israel, there's also another study out of the United States, where all the variants came from right after the inoculation began. But of course, these are live virus vaccines. That's why they spread. That's why they're causing variants. That's why you've seen a massive spike in actual ill people now because of the vaccine, which is a poison. That is all coming up. But around the world, millions are hitting the streets. Look at that shot of France. They say it was over 1 million people in Paris demonstrating against the vaccine pass and the whole control system so people understand what's going on. Then I've got stacks of articles about young people having heart attacks, people dying after they're injected with the Pfizer or Moderna GMO shots that cause inflammation in the heart, lungs, and brain. Singapore teen who suffered heart attacks in the hospital 6 days following first Pfizer jab awarded $166,000 by the Singaporean government that when they confirmed it caused the heart attack. There you go. No wonder these vaccines are banned in India and China. Oh, you didn't know that? No, it's only for those of us in the West that can take this deadly poison. Everywhere else, they're being banned. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
So-called conservative Prime Minister Scott Morrison supposedly, you know, lets the other regions, the other premiers decide what they're going to do. It's basically let the country go under UN control. And I mentioned this earlier. I'm not just going to talk about it and not show it. It's pretty amazing footage. Here he is being asked about people that have died from the so-called vaccines. His response is, well, you don't have to take it. It's experimental. It's killing people. They admit that. And now they're going to try to force the children of Australia to do it. The same thing's coming here. This has got to be our line in the sand. We've got to have a peaceful uprising to this. But I mean civil disobedience. Because what the system's doing, they know, has nothing to do with health. It's about power and control. And next segment, I'm going to play you a bunch of clips of medical doctors talking about the spike proteins and the studies and what it's doing to your body and how it eats holes in your capillaries and causes blood clots. And this is on purpose, folks. If they can get away with this, they can get away with anything. And I've explained this before. They were able to use Agent Orange and the troops, knowing it was going to cause a bunch of cancer in Vietnam. They were able to give anthrax shots to our troops, knowing it was going to cause Gulf War illness. They got away with that. And the millions of autistic children with what the vaccines have done. So now they're going even bigger. All over the world, millions of children have gotten polio from Bill Gates' program. That's even in Reuters and Associated Press. They got away with that, too. Now he has been kicked out of over 30 countries. So this is their big launch. This is their big move. And you talk to people that have gotten sick or have family that have died. They just go, well, that's just the way it is. Or the woman in San Antonio, both her parents died after the vaccine. She said, well, it's worth it. It's Stockholm Syndrome. So let's go ahead and go to the leader of Australia. This is the model of the world. Back on lockdown. They're now saying you cannot leave your house to get fresh air or you'll be given a $5,000 fine and jail time. And now they're announcing forced inoculations of the children outside of law. Australia is now run by a terrorist government. Here it is.
In your pharmacist as opposed to seeing the GP. And secondly, can you talk about the two people who sadly died taking AstraZeneca? And would you be worried if one of those people, as I understand it, the family claims wasn't fully informed of the symptoms to look out for.
Well, we're all responsible for our own health. And when it comes to informed consent and giving consent to whatever treatment or procedure you may have or I may have, then I'm ultimately responsible for what people do in their health treatment to me. And there has been the opportunity for people to visit their GP, to have that consultation. The government has provided that and funded that. And the informed consent process provides the decision to the individual. That's the sort of country we live in. People make their own decisions about their own health and their own bodies. That's why we don't have mandatory vaccination in relation to the general population here, because people make their own decisions. And we encourage people to make those decisions. We make as much information available to them as is possible. The vaccines, like any vaccine, with any vaccine, there are risks associated, and I won't go into each of the individual ones because I don't want to particularly draw attention to anyone. But we all understand that with any vaccine, there are risk factors, and they're enumerated, and they're made available to people, and people make decisions about that. Well, I'll let the Chief Medical Officer and others speak to those because they have the details. I've been informed of those cases, and there have been other cases. And they're terribly tragic cases, like all of these are. And I feel for their families in those situations. And this is the terrible impact that pandemics have when you're responding to pandemics. But I do know that if vaccination rates, as we see, particularly for those who are older, are not where we want them to be, then people's lives are at risk.
It's not a vaccine. It's experimental. The literature is blank on these, and that's a fact. And it's the exact same program Australia is under that we're under. So he's a lot slicker than these other politicians over there, but he is a liar when he says that we've told you the risk and you've been led to know the risk and it's up to you. You've had informed consent. That's Nuremberg Code talk he's putting out. He knows what he's doing. In fact, guys, get the clip from Sunday I never played with the medical doctors explaining that the Nuremberg Code is being violated. They give the code sections to the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law and the co-author of the U.N. World Law on it, explaining how it's illegal. But, I mean, this is just insane. Yeah, so here is the announcements in one of their regions that they're taking 24,000 children outside of parental consent. So that's what's in the fine print of the news. Attempting this buffalo movement just to make everybody get in line and go over the edge of the cliff. Here it is.
I want to stress that to the mums and dads, your children will be well looked after inside when they arrive. They'll be literally ushered. We'll have nurses, we'll have some of the youth command, we'll have some of the young police from the various operations within police there just to guide them through as to where they go. They'll be looked after every moment inside the stadium. And they'll be well cared for, so mums and dads feel secure. We've got about 24,000 students we're aiming to get through next week. The messages will come out this week, and the opportunity is there, but really you've got to take it, grasp it with both hands. I know if you talk to any of our Olympians, I'll tell you, you've just got to grasp opportunity, and this is an opportunity, so don't waste it.
All right, when we start the next segment, I'm going to play five or six doctor clips, however much time I have. Prestigious doctors, one of them as the top virologist in France, explaining that this is a deadly poison and not a vaccine and causing prion disease and turning off your white blood cells, your killer T's. Very similar to HIV. You're going to hear that when we come back. This is real. And they're really trying this on us because they've been ordered by the big banks and the globalists. You do this or you'll be destroyed. So now five presidents have been murdered, all of them black, by the way, in Africa and Haiti, some of them tortured to death because they said, we're not taking this experimental shot. And you saw what happened to them. So this is a big, big, big deal. By the way, this is not a gimmick. I said the sale had to end yesterday for X2, the deep earth crystal iodine, at 50% off because we're about to run out of it. I got busy. The crew got busy. I've been taking care of a sick family with all these variants they put out. And so I did not get the new ads cut. I did not come up with the new sales. And we're low on a lot of products, so I just haven't done it. After the show today, I'll come up with the new sales for tomorrow. So it's extended one more day. If you haven't experienced X2, deep earth crystal iodine, it's not bound to any other element. It actually gets into your cells, gets into your blood, and it's just essential for your immune system. One of the big things that people are deficient in is iodine, and it is essential for so much more. Stamina, libido, mental focus, everything. X2 is 50% off InfoWarsStore.com. And look at the thousands of five-star reviews as they scroll up. 98% reviews, 6,000-plus reviews, 4.9 stars. X2 is 50% off today, is the last day. And then the last day for pure turmeric liquid extract at 50% off. So good for your immune system and for antioxidants and, of course, good for inflammation to take care of that. Dr. Jones charcoal toothpaste, that sale will continue. It's now back in stock with the activated concentrated charcoal people love so much, along with the activated charcoal mouthwash with essential oils. Those are worth 33% off. And we have Emrex Essentials hand sanitizers, all natural, eucalyptus, peppermint, and lavender, back in stock, 25% off. And we have lung cleanse. That's going to end tomorrow. It's got to end today, actually. 50% off for all those great essential oils. That's the lung cleanse, mouth, and throat defense. InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air. I have gotten so many requests and so many complaints from listeners in the last 6+ months of where is the activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash? We only came out with it a year and a half ago. It became a bestseller within 6 months. And now because of the COVID lockdowns and the shutdowns and the supply chain, we haven't had it. Finally, it came back in, a limited supply. Believe me, I'm happy too. It's a great toothpaste and it funds the InfoWar. So if you want to get it and stock up on it because you were already a fan or if you haven't tried it, It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, discounted because of the COVID lockdown, because of the globalist siege on small businesses and companies in America. It's not been available for over 6 months, but now it's back in stock, and it's available at only two places, InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com. It is our activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash. So get your activated charcoal toothpaste, activated charcoal mouthwash with essential oils and more at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. One of the top trends on Twitter last night, this morning, was questions swirl over why Twitter gives Taliban a platform while banning American dissidents like Alex Jones, President Trump, and so many others. And the Taliban actually responded to this. I guess that's why it was one of the top things on Twitter this morning, was why is Alex Jones banned? Why is President Trump banned, but why is the Taliban not banned? And turned out the Taliban spokesperson actually brought up the subject. So I'll play that start of the next segment. But let me do this. I've got so many of these clips, I could fill the whole four-hour show with them. But this is just the last few days, prominent, prestigious scientists and doctors. So let me just play these back-to-back. I'll introduce them right now. This is Dr. Ryan Cole, owns a huge clinic, a bunch of genetic stuff, highly respected, and he's linking to all the major studies. It's a whole hour-long thing he did on this, and it's in mainline studies that these so-called vaccines lower one of your key immune cells, not the T lymphocyte, but the killer T. It actually basically turns off about a third of them. So we're going to play clip 10. Then Stephanie Seneff, one of the top research scientists at MIT and an expert on mRNA. We've got Dr. Charles Hoff talking about spike proteins in the blood. And then Dr. Richard Fleming. And then I've got more clips after that, but we'll see if we have time to get to all of them. Just play those four clips back to back.
Here's what I'm seeing in the laboratory already, and this is very, very concerning. When we get these shots, we can look at the types of white blood cells in the body. We can look at your T cells, your B cells, the ratios. And you have a broad array of immune cells that work together to fight off viruses, to keep cancers in check. We're already seeing the signals in the laboratory of decreases of certain critically important T cells that you need, your innate immune system. It's your Marines of your body, the first ones in, fighting off viruses, fighting off cancers. It's why kids have done phenomenally well and survived this virus at 100% rate statistically this year, because they have an innate T cell immune response that has 2 to 3 times the activity of an adult T-cell immune response. They have 2 to 3 times the enzymes that throw the little hand grenades in the cells and blow up the infected cells compared to adults. And that's why kids have done so wonderfully against this virus. But what we're seeing in the laboratory after people get these shots, we're seeing a very concerning, locked-in, low profile of these important killer T-cells that you want in your body. It's almost a reverse HIV. In HIV, you lose your helper T-cells, your CD4 cells. In this virus post-vaccine, what we're seeing is a drop in your killer T cells, your CD8 cells. And what do CD8 cells do? They keep all other viruses in check. What am I seeing in the laboratory? I'm seeing an uptick of herpes family viruses. I'm seeing herpes. I'm seeing shingles. I'm seeing mono. I'm seeing a huge uptick in human papillomavirus in the cervical biopsies and the cervical pap smears in women. In addition to that, there's a little infectious, you know, bump the kids get called molluscum contagiosum. What do you need to keep that in check? You need CD8 killer T cells. I am seeing a 20 times increase in individuals over the age of 50 of this little bump and rash. You know, that's innocuous, but what it tells me is the immune status of these individuals who have gotten the shot. We're literally weakening the immune system of these individuals.
So, and of course, this vaccine, I don't like calling it that, but I guess...
Yeah, I know. I always hesitate on that, too. Injection, maybe.
Yeah, I call it... Well, I think I'm starting to think in terms of magnetic goo, but...
I know, there's that issue as well.
Maybe we can go on that in a minute. So, in essence, we have turned the body into a factory for making a protein, which for all intents and purposes is a prion. In terms
right,
of...
And- Yeah, and worse than that, they actually re-engineered the protein to make it more prion-like than it normally is, because they have mucked with the protein structure to give it a pair of prolines that are next door to each other, two prolines. They've modified the prion, they've modified the spike protein in the design for the vaccine, such that, and they did that so that it couldn't go into the membrane. So they wanted it to stay. So basically the protein is made by these cells under instruction from the vaccine. And then it's released and exposed on their membrane. It attaches to ACE2 receptors. And then it needs to be exposed to the immune cells so they can make their antibodies. The whole point is to have, you know, these cells collaborate with each other, and one cell exposes them, another one makes the antibodies. And they thought it was really a good idea not to let it go into the membrane, because then it would sort of expose itself. There's like a critical part it wants the antibodies to be able to see. And they've mucked with the protein so that it can't snap into place and go into the membrane. So it stays stuck to the ACE2 receptors, which I think is really, really bad, because it suppresses them. Many papers have shown that the spike protein suppresses the ACE2 receptors. And that's causing a lot of these other symptoms that we're seeing. Heart problems and blood problems, you know, thrombosis and loss of platelets. All these things are happening in response to this shutdown of the ACE2 receptor.
Because firstly, the COVID spikes end up in the blood, and the nanoparticles are absorbed into the vascular endothelium. And so the vascular endothelium is going to end up covered with spike proteins because that's where these little capsules of messenger RNA are absorbed. And so I set out to then investigate that theory by doing a blood test called a D-dimer, which is a blood test that detects blood clots. It detects recent blood clots. And so the test has to be done between 4 and 7 days after the injection to see whether clotting had occurred. Because it seemed to me that the blood clots that were occurring in my patients were most likely microvascular, which meant they were very small, too small to be detected on any CT scan or MRI or any medical imaging. They were too small and too scattered. And this made sense because we know these things get absorbed into the capillary networks in very small vessels. So I then managed to find a group of people in my practice who had had their injection the week before. And in some, I was able to get them to do a blood test even before their injection to get a baseline. But in some of them, I was just only able to catch them and find two, because I didn't know who was getting these shots. It's not, I haven't been involved in giving them to them. Anyway, the bottom line is I found approximately 62% of people have an elevated D-dimer test, which means that 62% of people are getting microvascular blood clots directly following this shot. So the alarming part about this is that these people had no idea that they had blood clots, because these blood clots are so scattered and so small. Their symptoms were very nonspecific. But if you think of some of the frequent side effects from the shot, people often get headache, they get fatigue, they get nausea, they get dizziness. All of those would be symptoms of tiny blood clots in your brain.
The spike protein is well known to cross the blood-brain barrier. It causes the brain to look like a sponge or a spongiform encephalopathy, which is frequently called mad cow disease. It causes Alzheimer's disease with what's called Lewy body formation, these prions in the brain. It causes damage to the heart because it's inflammation and blood clotting is occurring all over the body. It's not going to be consistent that everybody's going to have the same bad outcome.
I've got like 5 more of these, and that's just the clips I got today. I've got the head virologist in France, the most respected, saying the same thing. He speaks English. You'll hear from him. And I've got all these other top scientists. So, again, not about hearing Alex Jones say it. It's about what they're saying, and this is in the medical literature, and I want to explain something. That's what happened in the mice. The blood clots began to grow immediately and usually killed them in 6 months to a year. A mouse or mice or rats only live a few years, so their lifespan is accelerated. With humans, it's guesstimation by Sherry Timpany and other doctors, but they said generally rats, it's like rat years versus dog years versus horse years versus human years. But it was killing a rat in 6 months. It's going to kill a human in 5 years. I mean, depending on how it hits your body and what it does. So it might kill you in a year. It might kill you right away. It might kill you in 10 years. The point is, it starts growing the crystals and blocking your smaller vessels. Then it gets bigger and bigger. And then it starts creating lesions on the lungs, the brain. And that's why people bleed out and die so quickly. So it's how fast will these crystals grow in you? And the worst part is, once the inoculated take this, they then shed prions on us. We start producing them. Yeah. The people that take the shots are now walking bioweapons.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
America, there's only one way to win the spiritual war against the demons that are currently attacking our land. Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. Now, do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spirit. spiritual weapon free. A CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible. Free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get free shipping when you call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide on this Wednesday, August 18th, transmission. All right, I'm behind as usual. We have covered a lot. I'm going to get into China, Biden, the larger global geopolitical system of why they're setting the U.S. up like this and where I think this is going to go. And then I did open the phones up as well. And then Mike Lindell is going to be joining us in the third hour. Talk about what really happened at his big conference last week, which had incredible information and algorithms and proof of fraud in multiple states, and got all overshadowed by that one poison pill of, oh, we have all the proof that China hacked it and took control, when it was the Democrats doing it with stuffed ballot boxes at point blank range. And I've been involved with Trump and Robert Barnes and everybody during the whole debacle, actually trying to prove the real fraud, trying to get the signatures, all of it. And everybody went off down the rabbit trail of the machines, and that's been proven now to be a distraction. It was, remember the U.S. Postal Service driver? He was driving from one state to another, and the whole vehicle was full of giant boxes of ballots, so he opened it up. That's their prerogative, you know, they think something's wrong. And what was it? All printed by a computer, not written with a pen, perfect flat ballots, hadn't gone, you know, already filled out for Joe Biden. That's how they did it. That's how they did it. With the vans pulling up in Michigan and Pennsylvania and, you know, in the middle of the night, that's how they did it. And I love Lindell. He's doing more than anybody exposing the fraud and has all this courage. So we'll get his take on that, where he's going from there. Don't forget, he's a huge sponsor of ours, been a big supporter of ours. We would be in the red right now if it wasn't for Mike Lindell. And right now we're in the black a little bit thanks to you supporting what he's doing, getting great products at the same time. So whether it's shoes and slippers or whether it's great towels or amazing sheets or obviously his whole lot of groundbreaking pillows and human beds that are revolutionary and cat beds and dog beds and American flags, Made in America, and his great book, all of it, MyPillow.com. Up to 66% off. The best deals you're going to find with promo code ALEX. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. And then separately, again, I haven't come up with the new specials. I was in there for an hour this morning. And they're like, you don't have a lot of product in. You keep running sales. We've got stuff on order. A lot of it comes in 6 weeks. You got to stop doing sales. And then it was 10 o'clock in the morning. I had to come over here and do the show. I had to get ready. And they just said, run the sale one more day. And then after the show, I'm going to go over there and try to figure out what we've got, what we can sell, because the supply chain breakdowns are just insane. With anything like a supplement that's got a lot of high-quality ingredients that are the highest standard. We can put crap in it all day long. We don't do that. And there's huge supply chain stuff in the news right now taking place. T-shirts are easy. Ball caps are great, but people buy very little of those compared to supplements or things like that. So buy some T-shirts, please. They're great. They spread the word, too. We have no shortage of T-shirts. We can get all the T-shirts we want, made right here in America, printed in America, hiring Americans, everything. And I'm not complaining. I'm just saying last day to get X2, Survival Shield, Deep Breath Crystal Iodine. Last day to get the privacy pouches to block the contact tracers and hackers with 11 free bumper stickers with it, $14.95. Last day today. Look at that great InfoWars, Don't Tread on Me, modern rattlesnake flag. That is pretty kick butt looking. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. But the bodies, the vitamin C, all that's sold out, actually. We've got the turmeric left. We've got the X2 left. We've got the toothpaste back in. That's going to continue. The toothpaste will continue at 33% off. All right, enough about that. Thanks for your support. We do not have George Soros as our sugar daddy. You are our supporters. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you. Okay, let me shut up and finish up with this. We only played part of it. Let's go to medical doctor, Dr. Richard Fleming, talking about the spike proteins, and then we'll go to another top scientist.
Spike protein is well known to cross the blood-brain barrier. It causes the brain to look like a sponge or spongiform encephalopathy, which is frequently called mad cow disease. It causes Alzheimer's disease with what's called Lewy body formation, these prions in the brain. It causes damage to the heart because it's inflammation and blood clotting is occurring all over the body. It's not going to be consistent that everybody's going to have the same bad outcome, and it's going to slowly but surely take place over time. And I remember raising the question back in March that there was no way in the world that these vaccines, these drug biologics that they were coming out with, could have the immune response they were doing unless there was something else beside the genetic code for the spike protein. And it looks like there is. They're actually called self-amplifying mRNAs, which means it also carries the genetic code to make more and more and more of the spike protein.
If I'm understanding you correctly, you're saying that then these instructions can themselves self-replicate, which means this may be an ongoing transformation of people's bodies into spike protein factories. Am I hearing you correctly?
Right. So for a variety of reasons, that's right. First off, there's now two published papers that show that the genetic sequence of SARS-CoV-2, even if it's just for the spike protein, can get into your DNA. That's called reverse transcription. And that's something that we've known about in science since HIV. So we know it gets back into your DNA. We know it gets into all but three of the human chromosomes. We know that it keeps replicating itself. We know that the injections don't stay at the site of injection, and we have known that since 2017. This is not brand new to the world. Moderna had a lipid nanoparticle influenza vaccine that they did studies on in the animals, and when they injected in the animals, that spread to the brain, the heart, the liver, the spleen, the bone marrow, all throughout the animal. So to pretend that they thought that this was going to stay right where it was just, it's, they're lying.
And by the way, we have congressional hearings saying the exact same thing last year and this year. This is all fact. And now they're rolling it out against our children. Are we going to put up with this? I mean, Jeffrey Dahmer injected bleach in people's brains to make them slaves. They're doing basically the same thing with prions here, mad cow disease. I mean, they are really going for broke here. Now, I want to play this, doctor. This is Dr. Sachart Bakati. I pronounced that right. Very prestigious scientist. The whole bio is online. You look it up. Who does a visual, so this is not good for radio listeners, but it's still important. TV viewers can see it, where he explains what the spike proteins do in the studies when you take the second shot. Here it is.
Now, the terrible thing is this. If you have the first shot, these spike proteins are going to protrude out into the bloodstream and they will meet the killer lymphocytes. But in the first 5 to 7 days, there will still not be any antibodies. However, after that, when the antibodies come, these antibodies are going to bind to these spikes and complement is going to be activated and complement is going to riddle this vessel wall with its bullets. It is known, by the way, and this has also been published, that if the vaccination is repeated, this is the second shot, the IgG immediately rises further, all right? And I think you will remember that Michael showed you that this mRNA circulates for many days. So what happens then after the second? I'm trying to give you a piece of advice, everyone. If you've had a first shot and got away with it, thank God, thank the Lord, but don't take the second shot. Because when you take the second shot, you are going to be asking for big trouble. Why? Because now, out come the spikes. Now the antibodies are there, as we know. Then the complement system has no other way. It has no choice. It has no brain. It's going to riddle this vessel with holes. And this vessel is going to leak, all right? Now, this is a leak. And if the mRNA is still in the blood circulation here, and it is, then it's going to leak out. Maybe this is the liver. So a liver cell would take this up, all right? Very bad thought. Or the pancreas, or the heart, or the brain. These are terrible, terrible thoughts.
And that's why all these top scientists went on TV before they even launched the vaccine and said it's going to kill a bunch of people. Even on Fox News, they had prestigious scientists on. And now they went ahead with it. And see, they think when people get poisoned, they'll live in denial and say, well, there's no way they did that to me, so it's okay that I had a stroke or a heart attack or my mom died, my brother died, my daughter died, my son died. This is it. This is the attack. And so, yeah, China's important. Yeah, Afghanistan's important. But all of it's window dressing to worldwide martial law run by the UN with deadly clotting shots they're putting in us. And that's just the beginning. We know these shots also cause cancer on record. I mean, within weeks, the cancers are exploding. These are kill shots. We'll be right back with hour number two. Stay with us.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.